This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You hit the button, huh? Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. And I do mean this when I say to you, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, as I keep telling you guys, some of you, you get crazy with the commercials. I can't do anything about it. You know, we use commercials to pay the bills. But in the same light, though, right, we have, you've got other ways you can help support the show. Head over to my website. That's therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll there. But what else you can do there is you can buy the book. See, here's how it works. If you buy the book, the more money we make, right, we can, you know, we can keep, what am I saying? We can, my God, I had a moment. The more money we make with those little books and the coffee mugs that I sell and those stupid little things that you can't stand. I mean, at least what happens there is we can use that money, right, to offset the commercials, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. We'd love to hear from you. And I do, honestly, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I love, I hate computers, man. I got to tell you, I just hate the computers. So I was debating on whether to tell you the story or not. And I've decided to do it because I think I can keep it out of the realm of you figuring out who's doing what and how. So, being a member of on the school board, I get these, as you can imagine, I get all kinds of calls. When they find out that you're a conservative like they are, maybe you're coming from the issues the same way they are. Here's the thing. Don't. If you're a conservative and you want to reach out to to one of your school board members, can you do me a favor? Can you not be stupid about it? Not everything the teacher says, not everything that goes on at the school is against the law or wrong. It might be wrong in your mind. But if you have us speaking up and chasing every little issue that happens, after a while, we become a no effect. People won't listen to what we have to say, and our staff won't listen to what they have to say, and they won't look into things for us like we ask them to. So make sure when you have an issue, that the issue you have is legitimate. I don't care what school board you're dealing with. I say the same thing to everybody. Take the emotion out of it. We already know it's emotional. We already know that you care about how your kids are brought up. And I did this story partially earlier. I didn't finish it, right? And I did a story a little bit earlier, but here's the deal. The teacher, in this case, and this is not the only teacher. I've been called about other things that teachers will say in a history or a social studies class. And the more liberal teachers now, this is why it's so important for you to talk to your kids when they come home. Hey, what did you learn in school today? What did you hear? Was there something you heard that was like contrary to what you hear at home, in the house? All those things, right? So when they come home, you got something to work with. Anyway, this particular parent, I know this parent. I don't know them really well, but I know them. And when they called, they said, I need you to hear this because I don't know what to do about it. It's wrong. It's not what the teacher should be saying to these kids. It's not what they're going to school for. So the teacher is giving them pretty much daily Trump updates and why he's so wrong. Think about it. Everything that he's doing wrong in a day, you think they did the same thing with Obama? Probably not. And they went on to talk about how the Congress is going to be filled with, or is already filled with, old, rich, white, Christian males who don't care about poor people or minorities or women. And this is where I've said to you, I said it tonight at one point. I'm going to say it to you again, and I'm going to keep saying it to you to actually do something with it. And not that you're not doing something with it. I mean, some of you are. I get that. But when do we play this game? When do we arrange for, play this game, whatever, where you teach your kids enough to rattle the teacher in a respectful way? When the teacher says, and, you know, those rich, white, Christian men, your daughter or son could be able to say, hey, look, you're not quite right. Here's what the breakdowns are. Put it in the front of your workbook. You know what the teachers are like, so you know the kind of things they're going to hit on. And when they say they don't care about women, say, you know, then why was it that when it came to women's suffrage, only the Republicans drove it? Only the Republicans voted for it. And when it came to minorities, who voted to give slaves freedom? And then even later on, when the Democrats kept trying to find ways around them having full freedom? You think about all these things. And if the teacher says, well, you know, the platform for the Democrats changed places. When was that? Exactly when was that? And lay out how it happened, if you would. And you could teach them how to do this in a respectful way. I'm not telling you to teach your kids to be disrespectful in any way, shape, manner, or form. But they have to push back. You have to teach your children to push back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost, we won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, well, your unloved ones too, about the show. No, I can kickstart a lot of hearts with this show. You know what I'm saying? I do always appreciate it. And we were talking about, as a school board trustee, I get all kinds of calls. And sometimes I just have to tell people, you know, calm down. There's nothing we can do about it. Teach your kids to be a little tougher. Teach your kids how to respond. I don't want, you know, don't be raising these snowflakes. Don't be raising these kids that can't do or deal with anything the teacher or even another kid says. Not everything is bullying. Just because somebody thinks it's bullying doesn't mean it is. It just means, look, not that I'm better than anybody else, but, you know, growing up in a school where there weren't a whole bunch of as we used to call them in the day, WAPs, you know, Italians. Growing up in that kind of environment, you can imagine some of the things. Now, if I use the terms of today, I probably 60% of the school would have been put in jail or something. Right? I mean, I could have called almost 60% of the school bullies. But that's not how it works, people. You train up your children to be a little tough. You train up your children to push back. You train up and teach your children how to fight back. That's what's going to make them strong in the real world. That's what's going to make them, you know, in the top five wanted in their field, you know, their work field, whatever. That's what's going to change things. Not you telling your kid, you file grievances and you complain and complain and complain and complain until you get what you want. Yeah, no. Seriously, no. It doesn't work that way. Right? The heck? It just doesn't work that way. Never has, never will. So anyhow, what started this whole conversation and what is feeding this whole conversation is the fact that we had a mother call. We had a parent call. I'll get to the college classes in a minute, I promise. And what they said was, basically, here's all the things this teacher's been talking about in the class. They're all wrong statements. They're all 180 degrees against history, against really what's happening. And one of the comments made, which just sent me through the roof, is the Congress is full of rich, white, Christian males that don't care about poor or minorities. And I just gave you examples in the last segment of how that's so far from the truth. It isn't funny. But this is why it's so important. So extremely important that you talk to your kids. You find out what they've been learning in school. No, seriously. You find out what's being taught. And if there's something that's off, that's not right, you know that's not historically correct, you need to pick up the phone. You need to show up at the school. You need to start talking about or getting to the school and telling the principal, this is unacceptable. You need to talk to this teacher and tell them to knock off their political stuff that they're doing in school. Okay, get that off my chest. There you go. I feel better already. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. All right, so Williams College, one of our favorites, recently hosted a day of workshops on power and privilege, where students discussed how the American sports have consistently reflected the, political discourse of the day. But it's just, so, in a workshop titled Not Just a Game, participants explored the... I can already tell you where this is going. Participants explored the ways in which sports culture has reinforced the elite narratives about nationalism, war, gender, race, homosexuality, and capitalism. I don't think you can get anybody who's playing that game, being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars up to tens of millions of dollars a year, to agree with that line. Right? So sports are bad because they teach nationalism. You know why they teach nationalism? Because they teach your team is better than everybody else's. That's terrible. And then they promote war. You know how they promote war? Because you win, no matter who you have to take down or step on. And gender. Why? Can only males play football? Well, in this game, yes. Yes. See, I've always said the same thing. You guys keep pushing equality. It's physically impossible in the majority of the cases. You're going to put up, I could talk about my cousins. I could talk about some of the younger kids that I know. You really want to put a 5'1" or a 5'2", 106-pound girl on a football team against somebody who's, you know, 6'6", 200 pounds? You think that's the right thing to do?
Well, it's a fair thing to do.
Yeah, well, sure. Just throw your kids into the fire. Not a problem. because it's the fair thing to do. That's like going through an intersection, knowing you have a right-of-way, you see the big truck coming at you. Well, he's got the red light, he's going to have to stop. And then you wipe out your whole family. Why? Because you had the right-of-way. Yeah, that makes sense. Race. What has race got to... You want to play a race game in football? Go look at the color of the majority of the players. Who's making the big bucks in football? But you don't hear white people complaining about that, do you? And not that blacks complain in the other direction. Only the loons in the middle, the loons on the left, complain about this inequality. And homosexuality? Are you serious? With all the garbage that went through it. So what was his name? Michael, I don't even think of the guy's name. Right? He played football. He was terrible at it. But he was openly gay, so we had to put him on the team. Otherwise, we'd be seen as homophobic. My understanding was he was terrible. I see, I'm not a sports guy, so I don't know. Oh, and capitalism. That nasty stuff. You know, that it dawned on me that a lot of you guys going to school for law and to become doctors, you know, all you loons on the left that are going there screaming about socialism, you understand that you're buying into capitalism, right? Think about how you got there. What you had to do. What pays for that school? You realize tax dollars don't pay for that school alone. There are endowments given. Those capitalists, those terrible, nasty capitalists, are pouring money into those schools to keep them open. So if you truly don't want any capitalism, why don't you walk away from all the capitalist extras that you've received? What do you think? I like that idea. I'm Joe, senior host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few more minutes when I get some oxygen. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
To your house, listening to the rail side, you guys are a kick. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to Amazon. We can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Seriously. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know a lot of people don't quite don't believe it, you know, because you were just saying that. I'm not a Hollywood type. I don't know if you got that yet. Even if I was a Hollywood person, I would not be a Hollywood type. I don't get them. They really confuse me. You know? And I don't even know why they get any attention at all. I really don't. I don't know why we're giving them... when they're out on the red carpet, shut that. Put one camera on there. Let them walk by and wave. Right? We'll give them that much. After that, I'm not so interested. I just don't care. You know, you're a good actor. Great. The whole night, I don't care about anything else after that. Your political leanings mean nothing to me. I know. It's hard to believe. Anyway, Williams College recently hosted a day of workshops on power and privilege, where students discuss how American sports have consistently reflected political discourse. The part of this I like the most is when they talk about sports not being just a game, right? And it's a sports culture, and the sports culture reinforces nationalism, war, gender, race, homosexuality, and capitalism, all of which are negative elite narratives. You know, I used to say this a long time ago, and I didn't know it would ever come to fruition or anything. But I used to say that, you know, these elites, elitists, these academic people, they speak down at you by using words they know you don't understand, and they string them together so you really feel like a moron and you don't question them. You just look at them like a puppy dog about ready to get a bone, and you just nod your head and say, thank you. Yeah, well, yeah, that's great. That sounded really cool. The article goes on to say, this critique of the U.S. sports culture shows how the 20th century sports has consistently reflected the discourse of the day, specifically the elite narratives. Right? And it even goes on to say, I love this stuff. The description for the nearly 2 hour long workshop explains nothing that the workshop was all about, and it was sponsored by the school's athletics department. Now, other events featured at the annual day of workshops, formerly known as Claiming Williams, included one on social identity, power, and privilege, and another called Step Into the Circle, where students made connections with each other in complete silence by stepping into a circle if they identify with various statements. I'm lost. What do they have, like, T-shirts on? I mean, they made connections with each other in complete silence, but yet they would identify with various statements. What statements if you're quiet? It has to be written on something. Maybe they use chalk on the ground. I don't know. Activity leaders will read out a list of statements that start... Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Activity leaders will read out a list of statements that start with, step into the circle if you use more than two brain cells to make decisions. No, it was empty. Nobody stepped in. When participants identify with the statements, they step into the circle. Description for the activity clarifies, noting that if students identify with a statement but are not comfortable sharing, they can choose not to move. You give them freedom of choice? Oh, my God. So what you're teaching them there is, if you agree with the statement, but you're too much of a coward to move on it, what are you going to, you know, you teach these kids to stick up for themselves. You teach these kids to go smash windows, to riot, to protest. But if they're uncomfortable with something, look, you're going to have to do a lot of things you're uncomfortable with. At some point in your life, there's things you're going to have to do that are terrible. I mean, when I talk to women, what is it, when they have the, what's that breast procedure they do to check their, is it, you know, get squished? That's it, a mammogram. My understanding is there's not much that's more uncomfortable than a mammogram. What are you going to do with your little snowflake? I'm not doing that. I feel weird being in a room with somebody, you know, putting me in one of those things. Right? Well, but they do it. You do it because it's the right thing to do, even though it's uncomfortable. Right? And then what do the men go through that they get? A prostate exam. There you go. There's something everybody should look forward to for 50 years. But that's uncomfortable. But people should do it. So what you're teaching them is they don't have to do these things that they're uncomfortable with. My God, will they ever get out of bed would be my question at that point. Bed's a pretty comfortable place to be. What do they do when they get a grade back? And they're uncomfortable with the grade they got. Think they'll change that for them or what? Yeah, I don't know. Some of those kids never made it to the circle, I'm sure. Meanwhile, while the annual events series kicked off with a restorative workshop for student organizations, organizers, and activists who examined how oppression impacts emotional well-being. But see, here's the thing again. When we talk about hate speech, who decides what hate speech is? Really? Because your hate speech and my hate speech might be two different things. And when you talk about oppression, who decides what being oppressed is? Seriously, who decides for me what being oppressed is? I don't want you making those decisions for me. Some of you guys are whacked. I don't want you doing anything for me. Student organizers who examined how oppression impacts emotional well-being and shared tools for emotional healing and resilience. The 12-hour day workshops culminated in a keynote address delivered by the prominent activist and speaker, Sean King, who discussed his involvement in helping to found the Black Lives Matter movement. And there's somebody you should have on campus talking about peaceful protests, huh? Think about it. He has a new project now called Injustice Boycott. Now, in the lecture titled The New Civil Rights Movement, where you get to smash windows at Starbucks and such, it goes on to say, by challenging the effect of college histories of the college's history of inequality that are based on privilege of class, race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, and religion, really prove it. See, you have to stop letting them do this. Stop letting them throw these labels out. They don't want to be labeled, right? A lot of these people tell you, I don't want a label. Don't call me him or her. Right? I mean, they're so confused. They're almost dangerous. They're so confused. They don't want any of these labels. And then they say the college's history of inequality that are based on privileges of class, race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, religion. I find this amazing. So what they truly want is a communist nation, a communist environment. Why don't we send them to Russia? I don't understand this. If this is really what they believe works, if this is really what they believe, they've already got it there. Now, you won't be able to buck the system like you do here without being shot. But seriously, send them there. Maybe we could do like an exchange. Right? Can you imagine taking a bunch of Russian students here for a couple of semesters? They'd never leave. And those little American snowflakes that you sent over there so they could have all this stuff they think is available under communism, they'd be calling home in 24 to 48 hours, telling you what they won't let them do. You got to come over here and talk to these people. Yeah, right, that'll work. Williams College told the local news source that while students do not receive class credit for attending, nor is attendance required, it is encouraged so that they can have conversations involving the entire community. My butt. Think about it. Let's take one here. Oh, I don't know. Let's say it's, let's use a religion label. How's that? So here you are blaming religion or labeling them as a privileged class and that they're responsible for the inequality. Well, what inequality? See, I love when you get these people in a line, when you get these nut jobs in a line, and you ask them, so exactly what inequality has happened to you because of my religion? Where have you been oppressed? Now, see, that's where they would say, well, you know, you wear that cross, and you want to pray over your food, and I see you in the cafeteria praying over your food, and I just don't understand. I feel bad for you. It's oppressing me. Or depressing me in this case. These kids need help. I'm thinking never mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a little bit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. No, seriously. I have a lot of fun with you guys. I read your, what are they called? I read your posting on Facebook. Postings on Facebook during a break. And I love it. I get, like I say, I get the biggest kick out of it. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And truly, do be part of the conversation. Do get involved in the conversation. Do learn how the loons on the other side think. Some of you get upset with me when I use it. But I mean, come on, seriously. Look at the stuff that they're writing. Look at the stuff that they're fighting for. I don't have any other name for it. Do you? You know, producer Tammy just sent me this story during the break. What are we up to now? It says 98.6. Let's see. Let me refresh that page. 98.6. Okay. So remember that? What was it? The Harambee gorilla. Now that was the one that was killed when that kid fell into the cage. And, you know, because everybody's a great backseat quarterback, right? Or whatever. Backseat driver, Tuesday night quarterback, whatever. And apparently the gorilla could have been saved if they just went and found a tranquilizer dart to be able to put the gorilla out at, right? Because they all know that that works, and it works so quickly. Those tranquilizer darts can take 10, 20, 30 minutes to work. And while that's happening, if the gorilla gets a little freaked out, it would have ripped that kid apart from limb to limb. So now we're more worried about the gorilla than the little boy who fell in there. Anyway, so that madness is going on, or was going on. And now, every time this is brought up, right, somebody wore Halloween, somebody wore a gorilla suit, a Harambee gorilla suit at one of the colleges, and they were like, you need to take that off. That's just not right. You're making fun. It's like, what are you talking about? It has nothing to do with Harambee. It's a gorilla suit, for God's sakes. So here's one. I always tell Timmy, we'll never become millionaires because we can't think this stupid. All right? Here's a gorilla Hot Cheetos. It's rare, one of a kind, and it's a Harambee. It's the Cheeto looks like a Harambee gorilla. Not really. You got to kind of use your imagination a little bit, but I guess close enough for government work. You know what I'm saying? The bids for this item. Will this finish before the show's over? No, it won't. The bid for this item right now is up to $98,600. How does this happen? And what if it is shipping guaranteed, do you think? Well, I know it's for $98,000. Shipping better be free. I mean, think of the money you have to have. Knowing that this thing could break in transit, knowing that unless it's perfectly mounted or something like that, the air might do something to it. My God, this is always amazing to me. Again, what kind of money do you have to flush on stuff like this? And there's other ones in here. There's another one that just, well, let me see, they posted, another one. Gorilla Cheetos Rare, one of a kind, standing Harambee. I mean, you got to be out of your mind. Whatever. And it's in new condition. Because it's kind of hard to sell a Cheetos that's been used, don't you think? Well, it started at $5. I wonder what the other one started at. Right? This one's free shipping, too. If this closes at $5, you're going to lose money. There's something different about this other one, though. There's got to be something that's weird about that other one. No? Okay. Yeah, well, I'll give you that one. All right. That works for me. All right, we'll finish up this story about Williams College because it gets worse. It always gets worse. So they got the Sean King, the guy who founded Black Lives Matter. Now he's founded another group called the Injustice Boycott. And for some odd reason, they think civil rights, the way to handle civil rights, the way to get your point across, is to be as violent as humanly possible. And then they're talking about challenging the history of inequity. I'm sorry, inequality at the college. And they say that all that is based on class, race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, and religion. Because, you know, most people that are homosexual, gay, or lesbian, over the years when they show up at college, they right away, you know, they put that right in their application. They put, oh, please be advised, I'm a lesbian. Please be advised, I'm gay. And that's why they weren't admitted. And give me a break. Right? We've had affirmative action for years, so I don't know how ethnicity plays into this, or race. See, I'm trying to understand all of this. And I bet if I sat across from one, if they would use sixth grade words instead of, you know, college level words, I bet you they could explain to me how this happens. Now, even though Williams College says they don't get any credit for this, they're not required to attend. They're encouraged to attend so they can have conversations with you. That's the road I was going down and saying, you can't have there's no way you can have a conversation with the entire community based on what you're putting out here. If you're calling out 80% of the community easy, for having privilege, for having power, for oppressing the other people, then what's the gig? How do you make that okay? You can't. What it really boils down to is you can't. You know, some of these stories that are going on college campuses, you guys need to hear this. You need to understand that if you've got anything to do with the college, if you've given them a nickel, if you're thinking about sending your next daughter, son, whatever there, don't do it. Seriously, don't do it. Don't feed these people. What am I going to do next? You guys send me a lot of good stuff. Oh, I like this one. This should make Tammy pop an eyeball. Yeah. It's not even sex stuff. So, debt-free college could cost California $3.3 billion. That's right. Under a debt-free college program, students and parents could use this government assistance in conjunction with their own contributions to avoid loan debt. So, making higher education more affordable and eliminating student debt could cost $3.3 billion annually, according to the report released. Now, remember, California's already got a hidden debt of $127 billion. Yeah. $127 billion. That's not on the general fund. See, what happens in the government, I just learned this recently myself. The government does its budget, so Governor Moonbeam can say, hey, we've got a balanced budget. We've got money coming in, tax dollars coming in. This is going on, and this is the kind of money we're looking at. And everybody gets all excited, like, oh, yeah, that's cool. All right, great. But they have another column. These are not under the general fund, only because they don't know where they're going to get the money for them. There's a 10, I think it's $10 billion. I have to look into it. But this is a debt owed by California because of a law case that took place 15 years ago. It's $10 billion bucks. They're just paying interest on it. That number is not in the general fund number. Right? The pensions that are owed over the years, a lot of those numbers are left out because they can't guess because the numbers have been all over the place for the last 10 years. There's no way to put it on there. So when you pull up all these hidden numbers, this is another $127 billion owed by the state. So what's another $3.3 billion annually? Especially if we stop sending money to the federal government like they're threatening to do. Because I'm sure they'll take that money, turn it around, and put it back in the infrastructure. State lawmakers asked LEO to look at what was needed to build a, that's the legislative analyst office, what was needed to build a new site financial aid program that would keep students from taking on college debt. A debt-free college program for residents, full-time college students, would require additional funding to the California Community Colleges, the University of California, and California State University systems. The state would pay tuition. How far do you go back? No, serious. How far do you go back? At what point do you finally decide, you know, we can only go back to 1957. We don't, you know, we can't go back any further than that. Right? Gee, a third of full-time freshmen in California take on student loans. Okay, and? Now, one legislator, you got to hear this. One legislator said it would be a pathway to debt-free students. Not a full ride. How are you debt-free if it doesn't finish off with a full ride? We're up against it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Tell your friends about the show. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Buy my book. Head up to the website. Head up to Amazon.com. I don't care where you go. I want all 16 of my listeners to buy the book tonight. Seriously. And I'll know tomorrow. And I'm going to call you out tomorrow. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks so much for being with me today. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.